Hello. Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to connect you.
Yeah, Charlie.
Hello, thank you for contacting Top Tech.
Yeah, is this James?
Yes, it is.
Hey, James, this is Charlie with Local Splash. You and I spoke on Friday. How's it going?
Going pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. I know last time we talked on Friday, you said you wanted the weekend to think about, you know, go over everything that I sent over to you as well to getting on that first page of Google and then obviously, you know, helping you guys with your Facebook. Were you able to go over everything?
Yeah, I was, and I decided I'm going to give it a month before I move forward in that direction. I want to, you know, I want to see exactly what I'm doing on Angi.com is going to bring in, and after I have that as a platform, then I'll know, you know, where I want to move from there.
Okay, and when did you sign up with the Angi's?
This is about 4 days ago.
Oh, okay. Have you ever used a platform like either of these before?
No.
Okay. And then just question on like Angi's, what are you doing there? Are you doing like a pay per lead or are you just doing like a flat rate and they're sending you leads? How does it work for you?
Yeah, it's a pay per lead.
Gotcha. And then, I mean, how much is your lead cost?
Well, they're all different. Anywhere from $7 to $10 per lead up to about 55.
So seven to 55?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. That's a big range. Okay. Are you in a contract with them or a year deal or no?
Well, there is a contract and I can, you know, it's a month to month contract.
Okay, so you didn't get into, like, their year-long contract up front?
No.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. All right, well, I mean, Angi's gets their leads from Google, and then they just sell it back to you. So, I mean, putting yourself on Google, you'd be able to get that lead cost for less than $9 a day at $249 month-to-month. Plus retargeting, and you wouldn't have to pay per lead. It would be in just a flat rate of getting on that first page. So that way, when somebody does search your services, they're finding you directly. And the only reason why I say that, James, is because I've been doing this for a while and research shows most people that go with Angi's, they typically don't like it. One of my colleagues this morning was dealing with a solar company. And he's like, yeah, I got two leads this past weekend. And I called one lady. She hung up on me. I called the other one, and the number was out of service. And it's not what you think, and it's not exclusivity for you either, right? This is a direct call service to you. It's not like we're going to vet you a lead. They're calling you directly. And you don't have to call anybody. You don't have to chase anybody down or text them or anything like that. And you get to keep everything at the end as well. So you never lose your reviews on Google. You'll never lose your Google Business profile. You keep all your stuff on Facebook as well, pictures, timelines of, you know, when we post on there. The only thing that would stop is we would just stop optimizing it for you. And that's really it. Everything else stays for you. When you're on these third-party platforms, what happens if you were to cancel service and get off of there all in general, they actually take your reviews down. They take everything because it's their platform, you know. Where here, you're able to be able to get on the first page of Google where somebody's just searching the services instead of having to search the service, go to a third party, and then being vetted out to four other companies. They're finding you on that first page. And then we've set up that retargeting campaign for you. And we actually allocate, if you saw there, we actually allocate $100 to your retargeting campaign for Facebook out of that $249 month to month.
Okay.
So this is a month to month. What I would say, James, is because this isn't like, we have a ton of positions. So I'll be honest with you. What happens is we're only able to work with one company per industry, per area, per Google channel partner. So we have strict guidelines from Google. We can't sign everybody yet because we need to get people the results. If we promise everybody, hey, we can get them to the first page, well, somebody's out of luck, right? It's just not going to work for everybody. So what we do and why we've been so successful for 18 years is we only work with one company. So that way we can get them the best leads or basically the best results that they're looking for, right? So that's why this will work for you. And you can really try this out. What I would say is try this out and compare this to Angie's. And it'll be like apples to oranges. We've seen it time and time again.
My only concern is that if I get too busy, I'm not able to turn it down.
No, you can. You can. So you can pause the service at any time that you want. So you would just call us and we have what's called a freeze and we can freeze the service. So that way if you're like, hey, the service is amazing, I'm booked out, could you guys freeze it for right now until like I'm able to take on more work and then we can be able to do that. So you're always able to pause it for sure.
What happens when you freeze it?
You don't get billed out.
Does it come down from the first page of Google?
Typically, depending on how long you freeze it for, if you're like frozen for 6 months to a year, it can. But it just takes a little bit of time for us to populate you back up there. But we have everything that's already set for us here, so we don't have to go through that big process of creating everything, so it's a much faster process. But you would never lose your position with us.
Okay, so I'll never lose the SEO work that you've done. Is that what you mean?
Just depends. So, like I said, the freezing account, obviously, like our company doesn't work if they're not getting paid, right? So if you freeze that account, we don't have to recreate everything. So it's just frozen, and then if you're like, hey, I'm booked out for 2 months. Can you freeze my account for 2 months? Yes. Then we call you back and we say, hey, it's been frozen for 2 months. You ready to rock and roll? Yes. Cool. Boom. And then we start getting you back on that first page. And then we start up the Facebook advertising again. But you don't have to do like a full cancellation where we basically delete all your information from our system. You would still have your Google business profile. You would still have your Facebook page, but we would just have everything on a freeze. So then when it's ready to go, we just click the buttons, put for your Facebook ads back up and running, and then we're able to populate here. When we cancel service, we basically get locked, you discontinue everything from us. So we're not able to just start managing stuff when you want us to, if that makes sense. I know I kind of left some detail there. But yeah, like I said, we just seen it time and time again. And if I don't even know if you're aware of this, but if you go on the Federal Trade Commission, it's public knowledge. You have like Home Advisor actually getting sued from companies because they're promising these exclusivity leads and these leads that are going to sell. But really what happens is these small business owners are suing Angie's for like $7.2 million. It's right on the Federal Trade Commission's website for just not producing the leads, right? Because you're paying per lead. So you're expecting that to be a qualified customer. But what happens is it's not exclusivity. So if they vet that lead out to 4 or 5 other companies, then what are you really paying for at that point?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I understand that.
Yeah. It's just, like, I'm not trying to tell you, like, you know, strong-arming you into anything. I've just seen it time and time again where business owners, such as yourself, they go with Angie's, they get started with it, they say, hey, I want to try this out. And almost 97% of the time, there's a couple of them that's like, I love this program. And I'm like, okay, good for you. But probably 90% of the time, most of them just have a bad experience. They go into a hole because it gets expensive per lead. And they said it wasn't what they were told. It wasn't what they thought. And then they're upset. And then it kind of puts them in a bind. I actually had a client of mine in Sacramento that did Angie's, and he had a team, and from him going to Angie's put him in a hole so badly, he had to actually let go of his three employees and kind of start from scratch from himself to get himself back up and running. Once he came on with us, we were able to start populating him in specific areas and zip codes that he wants to be found in. And then we were able to get the ball rolling for him and start getting him customers. Now he's able to expand his team little by little again.
Okay.
Yeah. So what I can do, James, is, like I said, I can secure the listing for you here. I can get you on an onboarding call with my tech team. We can get everything set up. Okay. Now, like I said, I would take you through the timeline because it's not like it's a flip of a switch. It's a little bit of a process. So we got to make sure that we can get you verified with Google, you know, your Google business profile. You don't have one of those yet, correct?
No, I began making one, and okay. This is a home business.
Okay.
I got to the step where I need to take a picture of the location in my work area, or I had to do a video, actually.
Okay.
And I wasn't exactly sure how, you know, I should follow that, how I should do that.
Okay. So great. You're already in process of that. So what we'll do is we'll see where you are in that process with Google, what the qualifications you need so far, and then my tech team will actually walk you through that process and let you know what you need to do. Because, I mean, we deal with service-based companies across the United States, so most of them work out of their home, right? So we know how to get you verified with that. So we can help you get you verified there. Once you're verified, now we can start populating you to the first page of Google and then also to get in like the Facebook all set up so that way we can start doing a retargeting campaign for you. Okay? Now, the Facebook...
Okay, so as far as the Facebook...
Sure.
Does the content come from you, from me, or a combination of both?
Good question. So... if I were you, we ask for as many pictures as you guys have. So you would send that in and then we can create that content for you.
Okay.
Yeah. We do have stock images for your industry if you need it, but it's really up to you.
Okay. Yeah, I might need that to get started.
Yeah, that's not a problem. So that's what we do with like the startup companies that don't have these things in place. We just use stock photos at first. Then we start getting jobs going, you know, before and after pictures. And now we're able to populate that and change those out for you. So then it looks more authentic going forward. The Facebook would be up and running within 7 days. The Google will take 30 to 45 days. Now you have a tracking system, and this is why I said you're really going to be able to compare your apples to oranges when, you know, if you want to stay with Angie's here, is we have a tracking system. So you're going to be able to see how well your Google business profile is being listed, the rankings on it, those location of searches. You'll also be able to track the clicks and you'll be able to track the calls coming from Google. Facebook, you'll be able to track how well that's doing as well, and that's going to be all in one area. Now, we do integrate you with Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, and then we also integrate you with Apple, Alexa, and Siri. So you're still getting a lot more exposure than you would just be on just a third-party vendor. You really get it out there now. Okay? And if you ever need to just pause it, you can. This isn't like an overwhelming deal. It does take a little bit of time. But once it's going, it's nice, consistent flow for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. So, I mean, for your business information, I just have Top Tech. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And then for the address itself, I have... is it 2 Michigan Drive Spring or Sinking Spring, Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Okay. And then the zip code is the 19608?
Yes.
Okay. And then, so I see your website here. Did you guys build that yourself?
Yes, I created that quickly.
Okay.
You know, I just generated it with AI, but it needs work. That was just to get something up there quick.
Okay. It's nice. It you know, it has like right here, get in touch. So question here. So where it says get in touch, you can put your name, email address, and message, and you hit submit. That goes directly to you, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Perfect. I just want to make sure that that does that. I want to check out to see, for some reason, when I click your Facebook icon, it doesn't go to your Facebook. Do you have one set up
it's
yet
not
or no?
Set up yet. No.
Okay. So when we set that up, we'll be able to give you that URL. So then when you, you can pair that with the Facebook on the bottom. So anybody that hits that, it'll go straight to your Facebook. So we can help you with that too.
Sure.
Awesome.
Okay, how do you track the phone calls, by the way? Like if someone sees the business online on Google and they just call me directly, how are you tracking that?
Good question. So what happens is we actually set up what's called a Google Business phone number. That'll be on your Google Business profile right then and there. And then it transfers straight to your phone. And then that'll be able to track the phone call for you as well. And then we put everything in one area for you. So like I said, you could just log into our app and we give you credentials for this because we custom build it. And you're able to just hit the tabs and just go from Google Business Profile, Facebook, call tracking. Everything is right there set for you.
Okay.
Okay. James, James is your first name, I'm guessing, right?
Yes.
Okay, sometimes I talk to people and sometimes they go by their middle name. So, and then your last name, James, what is that?
T as in Tom, O-W-L-E-S.
Okay.
And Tolls. The second, Tolls.
Tolls. Gotcha. And you said the second?
Yes.
So you got like...
Yeah, so capital I, capital I.
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty cool. Do you go by Junior or you just go by the second?
No. Well, I just go by James, but anything official, I use the second.
Okay. Gotcha. I'm a Junior, but I go by, okay. I just have Junior. I don't go by the second, but that's pretty cool. James, actually, I think it's right here. I can just grab it. Is a good email address for us to have on file here, the toptech.help@gmail.com, is that where you want everything to go to? Okay.
Yes.
So everything will be sent here in writing as well. So that way you have, one, you'll have the breakdown, so your receipt will be there, the invoice, you'll have the breakdown of everything for the 249. Then I take you through a voice verification process. That's going to be sent to you as writing as well. That's an added form of protection for you. And then you'll get an email from me on everything again that I sent you earlier. It'll just sent over to you just so that way you have everything that we talked about in writing as well.
Okay.
Okay. Let me see here really quickly. And then James, I have a question for you. So I want to help you as fast as possible. What is a good time for you and my tech team to get a hold of you to do your onboarding call?
My schedule is pretty flexible. So,
okay.
You know, I'm sure I can work something out as long as it's in the daytime.
Okay. Did you want to do it today? I'm pretty sure I have some today.
Okay. Let's discuss the pricing first. So what am I looking at as far as pricing?
It's $249 month to month. Last time we talked, we had the Veterans Day special. I kept that intact for you, even though Veterans Day passed. Last time you talked to Maria, she put it in, so I kept it, and it's $249 month to month. So there's no setup fees, and then there's no early termination fees either.
Okay, so that would be going forward, every month would be $249.
It would be $249. You would never pay more for the services that we offer. You are grandfathered in at the $249 price for the life of you using the service. Okay.
Okay. What is the normal price?
The normal price on our website is $599.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And usually it's $599 with a $299 setup fee. But like I said, we were running a Veterans Day special, so you got a steal on that. So we definitely put that in there for you. Okay. So I have everything set up here for you.
Another question.
Sure. Absolutely.
Before we go ahead.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
In about 2 months, everything would be set up and I would have that listing on the front page of Google.
In 30 to 45 days, you'll start seeing the maximum results.
Okay.
Yeah, so less than 2 months. Industry standard is 3 to 6, but for us, you already have the process actually going, which is great. We just have to make sure where you are at in the process, and then from there, if all you need to do is the video verification, my team will walk you through that, and if that's the case, you're right then and there, they verify you. I've seen it done in like 19 days before. It just depends on where you're at in the verification.
Okay.
But yeah, but I usually say 30 to 45 days because I don't want you to get mad at me if you're not there in day 19 and you call me and you say, you said this. I was like, okay. So 30 to 45 days is our standard here. So that way, if we do over deliver for you, you can give us a virtual high five.
Okay.
Sounds good. Okay. Do you have any more questions for me, James, on that?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. So I have everything set up here. I'm going to send everything over to my tech team. How would you like to secure the listing? Did you want to use like a TopTech credit card? Or are you going to put it on a debit card?
Yeah, I would use a business credit card.
Okay, and it says Top Tech on it?
No, it doesn't, but I'm getting a DBA today.
Okay.
So my LLC will be using the Top Tech name.
Okay. We could always change the card. So, like, if we secured your listing right now, and then you're like, hey, thanks for securing the listing, can we change the card to this when it comes in? We could always do that. It's not a problem. Just let us know. Communication is big for, obviously, on both ends, right?
Okay. Yeah, I don't think the card will matter because it will be the same business once I finish the registration.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Okay, then. So then on the name of the card, what does it say?
One moment.
No problem.
Oh, and while I get that, I did
sure.
have another question. What guarantee do I have that, you know, I will get on that first page of Google listings?
Yeah, so it's month to month, like I said. I can't use the word guarantee. Google doesn't allow us to. I'll say this. A lot of people have been spoiled with the word guarantee because when you go to these third-party platforms that give leads out, they say, oh, we can guarantee you this lead, right? But that doesn't mean that it's going to be a customer. And that's why people are upset at that. And that's why, like, the Federal Trade Commission, they have, like, a lawsuit going out because they're using these guarantees when they're, you know, they're saying it in a way where it's like, cool, I'm going to get leads from those leads. I can close 1, 2, 3, 4, and I'll be good. But really what happens is in advertising, you can't use guarantees. And for us, we do have in writing 30 to 45 days, and that's why we have a month to month, because we want to prove to you each and every month that we're worth it. That's why we don't have contracts. But we have a 97% retention rate after the first month, because we do work diligently. We do handhold you through that process of getting verified. We do send you updates, and then you're able to track everything going forward to that 30 to 45 days on that first page of Google.
Okay. So, all right. So if I don't get up there, basically, you know, obviously I would cancel.
You can cancel. Yeah,
so there's really no, okay.
Yeah, that's why we do that, because we can't guarantee anything. That, I mean, I'm confident that we can get you there because we've done it for 18 years. You know, we wouldn't be able to be in business for 18 years if we couldn't, you know, produce the results, right? But that's why we do a month-to-month with no strings attached. Like, there's no early termination fee or anything like that, because if you don't feel like you're getting the premium service that we have here, we let you go. We're like, we totally understand. But that doesn't happen. We do big corporations, we do medium-sized businesses, and then we also do startup mom-and-pop businesses all the time. And, I mean, we have over 1,300 reviews on Google on a 4.5 star rating. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'll move forward. I'm going to try you guys for about, you know, I'll give it 2 to 3 months and see.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. So, like I said, I have everything set up here for the Google Business Profile. And then all I need is I'm just going to secure the billing here. Then I'm going to walk you through a security question, voice verification, and then I'm going to, then I'll make the purchase. Now, I want everything when we make the purchase, I'm going to stay on the phone with you so that way you have everything in writing. Everything gets sent to you. And then I'm going to book your onboarding call with you so there's no hiccups here, and then we can get that ball rolling with my tech team, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So for the name on the card, is it just James and your last name, the second, or does it have the top tech?
No, it has my other business name, my LLC name, in addition to my name.
Okay. And what is that name? Because all I have is the top tech name.
Okay, that's, first of all, it's my name, James Tolles. Then under that is Tolles Consulting. And it's actually LLC, but the card just says LL for some reason.
Because it wasn't enough space.
Yeah.
I have that same problem. I have a really long last name, so I wanted to put like my first name, my middle initial, my last name, and then because I'm a junior, and the bank was like, yeah, no, we can't do that. That's too long. And I was like, all right. Sounds good. Okay, let me just get this for you. And then it was just LL. It's not LLC, correct?
Yes.
And then for the address, is it still that 2 Michigan Drive, Sinking Springs?
Yes.
Okay, PA 19608 for the zip code?
Yes.
Okay. And then is this a debit? Oh, not a debit. Is it a MasterCard, a Visa, a Discover, American Express?
American Express.
Okay. And I'm ready whenever you are.
Okay, one moment, please.
Yep.
Now, I'd like to say, before I give you this number, you know, sure. I did just look up the FTC complaint about HomeAdvisor,
mm-hmm.
and you are correct about that.
I could have sent you the link.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm also seeing a lot of complaints about Local Splash, though, on the Better Business Bureau.
So we do have a little bit of, most of our reviews come from the, like, the Google and stuff like that. We do have a little bit of the Better Business Bureau. One thing about our company, though, is that we've always, and you can go on Google and check this as well, is we respond back to every comment that's been addressed to us, and we try to make it right with those guys. So yes, unfortunately, we do have bad reviews. We do have them in plain sight because we want people to see that we've tried to make them better. And that's what we've done as a company. We always reach out to them and say like, hey, how can we make it better for you guys? So that way we don't repeat those situations going forward with customers, potential customers, clients in the future, and also the same mistake with those guys as well. So we do always reach out to them, and you can see though on the BBB that we have reached out to them. It's really up to them if they take down the review or not at that point. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I just would like to make sure, like, I'm seeing people complain about that. They were told that there's no early termination fee, but they're getting charged that anyway.
No, there is no early termination fee. There's not. And like I said, I put
is that
in
writing.
Yeah, I'll put that in writing here that you can have. It actually is in the voice verification as well. The only thing that we ask in the voice verification is that you give us 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. So that way we can not have it billed out. That's typically what happens is a lot of people probably have canceled that same day where it was already billed, and then they got mad that it got billed, where it needs to take a little bit of time. So that's why we always ask just for that 3-way window. So that's why we put that in our voice verification. Like I said, we're a business of, we evolve. So that's why we put that in our voice verification and tell our clients, if you do ever want to cancel, just give us 3 business days so that doesn't happen to you.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, I will give it a shot for, you know, about 2 months, and we'll see. And if it doesn't work, I hope I'm not the next person writing a complaint.
I'm more than confident that we can help you out, get to the first page of Google and start helping you guys out, you know, with calls and everything like that. I mean, we've been doing it for a while. So.
Okay. All right. I'm ready with the number.
I'm ready when you are.
3779. 783-707-81009.
Okay, can I repeat that back to you?
Yes.
Okay, I have 3779-783-707-81009.
Yes.
Okay, and then the expiration date?
April 2026, 0426.
And then the security code.
3848.
Okay. Okay. And then, James, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to set up a security question. So this is to protect you as well, so we don't sell your information or give your information out. But this really protects you from third-party vendors trying to call you pretending they are local slash. For some reason, we've had it happen because we are a big company, so people do pretend. We always want you to make sure that you are secure here. So I'm going to set this up. We're always going to ask you this question when we call you. That way you always know that we're calling you. And then also, too, we know that we're always talking to you as well. Okay, so I have mother's maiden name you can have. You can have the city you were born in, or you can have your first pet's name.
All right, mother's maiden name.
Mother's maiden name. Okay, and what's your mother's maiden name?
Ernestine Haynes.
Can you spell that for me, please?
Ernestine or Haynes?
Oh, Haynes.
H-A-Y.
N-E-S. H-A-Y-N-E-S. Okay. Did you just want me to put Haynes or did you want me to put Ernest?
Well, Haynes is fine.
Okay.
Actually, you know what? Use the whole word. Ernestine Haynes.
Ernestine. How do you spell Ernestine? That way I can have the correct spell.
E-A-R. N-E-S-T-I-N-E.
Okay. It has me write it twice, so.
Okay.
Okay, I got it in there for you now. Ernestine Hayes. Okay. Now, I have everything set here.
Yeah, that was Haynes with the N. I didn't hear you say it just now.
Yeah, Haynes. So I have H-A-N or H-A-Y-N-E-S.
Yes.
Nice. Okay, I have that. Yes. Okay, James, so I have everything here set up. What I'm going to do is I'm going to walk you through the voice verification. Like I said, this is going to be sent to you in writing. This is just an added protection for you because we do have you on the discounted pre-agreement. So I'm just going to walk you through this. If you don't understand something or if you want me to repeat it, just let me know or stop me, and I'll just rephrase it for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I just want to have a firm you to have a firm understanding before I make that transaction. So here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Top Tech.
Awesome. Please state your name and title within the business.
James Edward Tolles, the second owner.
Awesome. Are you authorized to enter this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Awesome. You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. To get results as fast as possible, James, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided with a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. So that's your mother's maiden name, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Awesome. Do you have a pen and paper with you? I'm going to give you our customer service number. This is what my tech team is going to call you on, but this is also the service number that you would call if you had any questions or anything like that. I can email it to you as well. It's going to get emailed to you. So if you want to write it down, you can, or I can just email it to you. It's up to you.
Both. I'll write it down.
Okay. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. 877-635-6225.
Okay, and this number is what?
That is our customer service number. Okay, and then if you ever needed to get a hold of me as well, you can do my extension after you call that number. And my extension is 203, so you can have that there for your reference as well.
Okay, and what is your name again?
My name's Charlie.
Okay, and last name?
Muhlenkamp, Muhlenkamp.
Okay.
That's why I couldn't put Junior on my card.
gotcha.
Yeah, it's funny. Okay. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Okay.
So yes?
Yes.
Okay. James, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is November 13th, in the non-refundable amount of the $249. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 13th in the amount of $249. This is a recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. So I want to set up a, I'm going to make a transaction right now. Okay. So everything went through on my end, so that's good. I want to set up a meeting with you and my tech team. Do you want to do it today, or do you not have availability today?
About how long does it take?
Takes around, I would say it would probably take around 30 to 45 minutes. If you have follow-up questions on what they're going to ask, I would give it around an hour just to make sure. But that's typically how it goes, is around 30 to 45 minutes.
Okay. Let's see. I'm trying to see if I should do that today or tomorrow.
If you want to do it tomorrow, we got, I mean, are pretty wide open tomorrow. If you want, we could do it in the morning if that works better for you.
Yeah, I have a car appointment in the morning, so I'm going to be there for probably hours. So that might be a good time to do it. I'm just not sure, you know, when I'll be able to sit down, because I'm actually going to have to ride with the mechanic.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay, let's do 2:30 today, if possible.
2:30 today. So they go by the, like, the top of the hour, so would 2 o'clock be okay?
Okay. That's fine.
Okay, let me make that for you. Okay. And then, so you should have received everything by now, James, with the invoice that you got. We sent you a couple of text messages as well. I don't know if you received it yet. I know last time.
Yes, I saw something.
Okay, so it should say, James, thank you for choosing Local/. We sent you a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please please click here, and then it has a link, and that's our terms and conditions, with, and it has, like, your phone number on the end. Can you click on that?
Yeah.
And then I need you to be able to sign, like, check off, obviously, you know, receive text messages, because that's going to give us, we're going to send you updates through there, and then it's going to ask you if you're the card authorization holder. And then just sign your name at the bottom, and it's going to take you to a login form. Just let me know when you get there.
Okay, hold on a second. I need to transfer to the computer.
Oh, okay. No problem.
Okay.
I'm just setting up your appointment. And you wanted that today, correct? At 2 o'clock today. That's...
Yes.
That's good with you? Okay, perfect. Okay.
Yeah, I'm on the page. I'm reading these terms.
Yeah, so there's a lot of stuff there. So what you're just going to focus on is the Google and the Facebook. That's it. Like, all of our terms are in there for our Google advertising, Google guarantee stuff, all that kind of stuff. So what we talked about was just the Google business profile and then the Facebook advertising.
Okay. So there is, so I'm not signing up for the MySite product.
No. You already have a website, so you don't have that. Okay. So I didn't include that.
Okay.
Yeah, so the only thing is the Google business profile, and then the that's the local. It's just a local. Actually, I can pull up your terms and conditions here as well. Kind of walk you through it if you'd like. Yeah. Let me pull it up on my end really quickly. Give me one sec. Yeah. Okay. So if you scroll down, you'll see the Google Business Profile Optimization. That's what you get. Google Business Profile Access, directory submissions. You don't get the My Site because you already have a website. So there was no point in, charging you for that. And then the Facebook Business Page Access and then Facebook Ads. And then that's where it stops. After that, that's going into a world of other advertising. They just put it all in one for you.
Okay. Okay, I signed that, but now it's, I guess I have to create an account on Local Splash.
Okay, perfect. So you have to
log in. Asking me for a username and password.
Okay. Yeah. So that's going to be the tracking system that we're going to create for you. So give us around 5 to 7 days. Obviously, they're going to talk about that in our onboarding call, but we're going to create that. We have to build it for you. We're going to email you the credentials for that. So that way you'll be able to log in. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
So you have everything there. Yeah. Okay, so I have everything set here. I sent you an email as well for the Google Calendar. It's going to have you on there. It's going to have me, and then it's going to have my tech team. If you want to head over there and just hit yes, that basically just tells everybody that you're confirmed for 2 p.m. today.
Okay.
Okay. You accepted that?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. All right, James, well, you're all set up here. I'm going to send everything over to my tech team so they can get started on this. Do you have any other questions before I let you go?
No, I don't.
Okay. You have everything there. We're going to give you a call in a couple hours here, and then we're going to get rock and roll and start getting your business up to the first page of Google, okay?
All right. Thank you.
No problem, James. I'll talk to you soon.
I did have a question for you. Are you still
sure
there?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay. I'm looking at the business license insurance for things that are needed to get verified on Google. Now, this type of business require insurance. Is this stuff just the stuff that I need?
It doesn't require insurance? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Yeah. So if it doesn't need it, then they won't have it. They won't hold it against you. But typically what happens is Google just wants to make sure they're doing work with legitimate companies and legitimate businesses. So a lot of service-based companies tend to need to have insurance. So if you don't need it, don't worry about it. They're not going to ask for it. It just, like I said, we send everything out as recommendations of what they will have so that way you can get verified. But if it's not a requirement for your specific business and for you guys, then it's not going to count against you.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, I want to say welcome to Local Splash, James. I'm going to get started on this and send it over to my tech team so that way we can call you in a couple of hours and get you all set up, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right, James. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.